Commonwealth versus Trayvon Walker, 18 CR 555.
Ms. Dodd.
Your Honor, Mr. Walker is charged with alleged crime of violent and abuse prevention order on January 12, 2018 in the town of Walker.
So I'm going to enter a plea of not guilty on your behalf. Probation, does he qualify for counsel?
Yes, Your Honor.
With a fee?
$150.
Okay, Attorney King, have you had an opportunity to speak with
you? Yes, I have, Your Honor.
So you have the right to be represented by an attorney, and you have the right to represent yourself. If you would like me to appoint an attorney, I could appoint Attorney King to represent you at a fee of $150. Would you like me to do that? Anyway.
Yes.
Come up with any request?
Your Honor, the Commonwealth did file a motion to revoke. The defendant was previously arraigned and released on January 11th. At that time, he was ordered to stay away and have no contact with the named victim. The named victim was present in court and obtained a restraining order from the defendant. Since then, Your Honor, there is probable cause to believe that the defendant has picked up a new criminal offense. And he has, there are allegations that he violated the restraining order immediately after that day, the next following day, by sending the named victim several emails, text messages, and communicating with her via Facebook Messenger.
What was the nature of the messages that were sent?
Is apologizing, and then different message. He states, "Glad you put the restraining order on me because I don't need to be near you. I'm dangerous and not mentally clear." Another email is sent, essentially stating that he's in a police car and crying and sending. And he had sent some videos.
I'm just reading a copy of the email. Just give me one moment, please. Counsel, with respect to the motion to revoke.
Your Honor, I'd ask you not to revoke. Mr. Walker is 22 years old. He's originally from New Jersey. This was a long relationship. He had never been in any trouble with the court. Record only starts with this this first incident where there was trouble with the police. Prior to that, the case that the Commonwealth asked him to be able to revoke on, he had no trouble with the police at all. He attended school in New Jersey, Your Honor. He attended some college down there, Mercer Community College. He came up here in a relationship with this young lady, and he's been working as an electrician apprentice. He goes to school to get his license, as well as work for the same company. He's been working, work stopped in October. He's supposed to go back to work in a week, Your Honor. He doesn't have much cash. She doesn't have much family. She was really his only contact up here. His mother lives in Chicago. He has a roommate, Your Honor. He's been living in South Street with his roommate, who he can't contact. But, Your Honor, I'd ask that you not revoke the bill. You know, he's clearly, those messages, if they are in fact proven to be his message, the alleged messages, so someone who's distraught. But there's no history of this type of behavior with Mr. Walker, Your Honor. I think something less than revoking his bill, maybe adding a monitor, an ankle bracelet, and a clear stairway from the whole Brandeis campus would be better, Your Honor. He lives close to it on South Street. But he's someone who's never been in trouble besides this incident with the police. The restraining order came, and then right afterwards, like within 24 hours, these messages are alleged to have come from him. And look at it as a whole, Your Honor, this is someone who doesn't have a history with the court, doesn't have a history of violence of this or any type of threatening of this nature. For that reason, Your Honor, I think, plus he's young, he's productive, he's working on getting his electrician's license. I would ask you consider, ask you not revoke the bail and consider maybe more tighter conditions on it, such as an ankle monitor, stay away from the whole Brandeis campus, maybe even checking in with the police weekly.
Commonwealth, is there a request for bail in this if I don't revoke his bail?
No. The Commonwealth is requesting conditions.
What conditions would you be requesting?
To stay away and have no contact with the named victim and stay away from Brandeis University.
Can I see both of them?
No, it doesn't seem to be. I think it was just... see someone, have a mental health evaluation. Sure.
My understanding is that there's been some facts involving him mentioning hurting himself, having suicidal ideations, and being depressed.
Sure. I think it's clearly these messages are clear. In fact, is it just someone who's distraught at the end? Relationship he moved up here for to be with her. So
I don't know that
this isn't even a new version, is it?
Yeah, that's fine.
They just want to let you know the mic is amplifying.
Thank you, counsel. Right. And given that I'm not going to revoke your bail on the pending matter. After speaking with the Commonwealth and your attorney, and given that the Commonwealth is only asking for personal recognizance, I am not going to assess any additional bail. I am going to order conditions. One condition that you stay away and have no contact with her, okay? What that means is no emails, no texts, nothing. Not through another person, not on your own. Do you understand that? Okay. There is enough information provided to me that I could revoke your bail if I wanted to. Okay, you to have absolutely no contact with her. Do you understand? I am going to order that you undergo a mental health evaluation as a condition of your release, and that you follow any recommendations. If there's no recommendations for follow-up counseling, you don't have to do anything. If there are recommendations for follow-up counseling, you will have to follow up with whatever recommendations are made, and that's being ordered as a condition of your release. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Any other requests, Commonwealth?
That he abide by the restraining order.
And you would abide by the restraining order that's in effect. For the record, I am finding that there is an allegation of abuse in this matter that's sufficient, so I've endorsed that as well.
Your Honor, one more thing. Will the attorney who's appointed in the original matter retain jurisdiction in this case and may just be bail?
That's fine. So, Attorney King for bail purposes only. Who is the attorney on the other matter?
Allison Purple.
Okay. So, Attorney Purple will represent you in both matters. What date is that back? Why don't we schedule this for the same day?
February 20th.
That's fine.
Matters continue to February 20th for pretrial meeting?
Yes, for pretrial.
Stay away, no contact with victim. Abide by restraining order.
And Mr. King, will you notify Attorney Purple?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.